the State of the Union, and the business of this state get the attention of John Brummett and Roby Brock this week. Their conversations take place here most weeks. John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. Their conversation this week covers the earliest weeks of the Arkansas legislature and tonight's State of the Union. Roby asked John Brummett what he expects to have happen in Washington tonight.
Here's what I expect. Nothing stays the same very long in American politics. And during a couple weeks ago, when the story was all that Trump had spectacularly lost the shutdown and was losing ground even among his base and was probably finished, I thought, well, in a couple of weeks or at some point, she's going to have to let him give the State of the Union. And a State of the Union has become the most absurd stagecraft of modern politics. It's an occasion for an embattled president to go seem grand and important. You know, they announce his name in a very dramatic way. He comes in, he towers over the Congress. Mrs. Pelosi will need to sit behind him as if deferential, you know. And then nearly everything he says will be cheered by half the people, while the others, by not cheering, will risk being cast by the swing voters out there as symptoms of the over-partisanship of Washington. And then, if he does it right, and I predict that he will, because I think he knows he's got to repair himself, he will give a non-Trump address. He will do a Bill Clinton-like litany of good programs that he wants to do. He's going to talk about how we need to get together and do something on this infrastructure. We need to get together and do something about the rising cost of prescription drugs. And I think, and he will avoid a great deal of combative or alienating rhetoric. And I believe he also will mention, for the benefit of his conservative base, the abortion issue, which has sprung up with late-term abortion permissions being proposed in states like New York and Virginia, which is he's being encouraged to include some reference to that. I think he'll have a good night. It's all set up for him to have a good night. What will go wrong is if he veers from the teleprompter with some of his egomaniacal asides. Everything is set up. Remember Bill Clinton lost the midterms spectacularly, 1993, four, and then got up and read Dick Morris's dictated line, "The era of big government is over." Remember that? Was the era of big government over? No.
No.
Is it over now?
No.
But it let him co-opt the Republican theme from the midterms and take advantage and co-opt for himself the big themes coming out of the midterms. And it meant nothing other than it was stagecraft.
All right, let's turn our attention to the Arkansas State Capitol. Last week, Asa Hutchinson, our governor, puts forth a revised tax cut plan, $97 million, a little bit smaller than what was previously expected. Still gets to that 5.9% highest income tax rate in 2 years' time. Does this unclog the process of everything else that has kind of been in a holding pattern up at the state capitol?
You know, I've heard you say that, and I know that you know what's going on, and I've never known exactly what it was going to unclog. If you mean, and tell me if you do, that you really can't proceed to any sort of substance that entails a budget or spending or policy for the next biennium until you have some reasonable idea of what that budget's going to be.
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean.
Well, sure. That's true. You can't proceed to the serious business until this is done, and I think we can assume he'll probably get this passed. But you've covered him a long time, I've covered him longer. These sessions always start slow. Mm-hmm. And even if you have a pretty good idea what the budget's going to be, the first few weeks are spent on microchipping bills and undoing minimum wage or some out of the blue weird thing that comes
something
up.
Something you didn't see out there on the radar,
because it
basically.
Just took somebody, I think it was a late speaker or former speaker, John Paul Capp, said these things are terribly hard to start but even harder to stop, meaning they just span out there for a few weeks and then they realize, we need to get home and work on our taxes and tend to our business. And so everything gets pushed at the end. It's just human nature. But yeah, however, I will say this and see if you think this is so. If your concern is what is our general revenue budget and how do we spend it and what can we count on, It is true that if you have a pretty good idea what the governor's tax plan is, if it's feasible and if it's likely to pass, then you can proceed. But if you're still hung up wondering how you're going to do a highway program, and if apparently some element of the highway program is we want to by some method chip into general revenue, divert some general revenue to highways, which I think is on the table. You remain uncertain, don't you?
The governor has said pretty emphatically he's opposed to that idea. So I think you would have to have something that would be veto-proof. And as you well know, you don't typically get any kind of highway plan passed successfully without a governor's support.
I guess that's true, even though Bill Clinton once vetoed one for a show and then said, please go override me because I promised I wouldn't raise taxes. So there's always a Clinton exception that I can cite to these sorts of rules. But I think, I didn't know that Hutchinson, had said that emphatically. He has in the past.
He has in the past.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to shift to this point.
There is some proposal out there that would tap general revenue for highways on some contingency basis based on the health of general revenue. Mm-hmm. You've seen that? That's a possibility, I would think. All of that makes it uncertain. But my point is, yeah, it unclogs, but it's going to stay clogged. These guys are just going to wander around for a few more days anyway.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be found at arkansasonline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics. You can hear more from them at talkbusiness.net.